Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. Today is Thursday, October 26, 2017, and this is your daily dose of Wilkes County information and inspiration. So, for those of you who just listened for the forecast, I'm going to start off with that today. Then I may go off in a direction that some of you may not want to hear today. So, let's get this forecast out of the way. For today, sunny with a high near 59. For tonight, mostly clear, the low around 39. And for Friday, sunny with a high near 66. Well, that's a look at your forecast for today in Wilkes County, brought to you by me, Brian Kilby. Now, that's as cheerful as I'm going to get today, because I am upset. I'm upset. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm angry. This is the angriest I've been. And I'm going to call all y'all out. What have you done recently to help Wilkes County? Now, I'm talking specifically about one thing. Now, we had the special three-part series about a month ago with Howard Vinoy, whose brother and nephew were featured in Serial, the weekly serialized Wilkes County mystery story that I'm doing. That mystery story is a real story. Howard's a real man. And we talked about this conspiracy around Taco Bell. Now, if you didn't know, Taco Bell, I don't know how you don't know. It's only the biggest story since the moving of Walmart across the street. It's a big story. But if you didn't know, if you're one of these people listening, like when I look at the logs that Terry sends me, if you're one of the people that listen in Zimbabwe or Siberia, you may not know there's a sinkhole in the front of Taco Bell. It's been that way for months. Months. It's the Taco Bell in Wilkesboro. It's over there near that place where you can rent stuff, where I got my TV, my washer and dryer, and my living room set, my bed, my lawnmower. It's over near that place. Well, we know that there's something to that hole. It's come back. It was there before. They can't get rid of it. I don't even know how to... There's a second hole. It's over there on the side. People, why aren't you doing more? This Taco Bell should be reopened. I should be able to get a chalupa there, but I can't because nobody's going to help Taco Bell. Now, I go over there all the time, and I try to fill that hole myself. I just shovel all kinds of dirt in the hole. I do it for a long time, and it feels like I can never fill it up because I'm just one man. It takes a whole community to fill a Taco Bell sinkhole. It takes a whole community. Now, I'm going to call Virginia Fox. I'm going to call our state senators. I'm going to call the district judge. I'm going to call Channel 12 News. I'm going to call whoever I can. I'm compelling y'all right now. We need to go and we need to fix this. This is just, it's a disgrace. Do you think the Taco Bell in Elkin is closed because of a sinkhole? No, it ain't. It ain't at all. It's open. You can get you a Mexi Melt in there. Do you think the one in Taylorsville is closed? No, it's not. And it, even more than that, it's also a KFC. It's a KFC Taco Bell. There's no sinkhole. Because that community knows how to come together. Wilkes County, wake up. Wake up. There's more that you can do for Taco Bell. There's more that, I mean, I've been giving it my all, but I know there's more that I can do. Please, for all that is decent and kind, please help out. I'd be willing to set up a GoFundMe. More than that, I'd be willing to do like some sort of concert. I'll sing whatever you want me to sing. I'll sing whatever kind of song you want me to sing. I should do a benefit concert. I really should. A benefit concert for the Taco Bell. I can see it now. That's a good idea. I'm glad I had that. I could do like a live stream video concert. Marathon. A marathon for Taco Bell. People, I think that's a wonderful idea. Let me think on that and let me pray on that and let me see what Kim says. But I think I am going to do a Facebook Live marathon. I could do anything. I can read a book. I can sing. I can share my thoughts. It's amazing. Speaking of marathons, my buddy Mike, he's a wonderful man. I love that man. It's like the future, y'all. He's actually doing a video game marathon to help kids. And you can watch it on your computer. All you got to do is go to briankilby.com/EL. Again, that's briankilby.com/EL. And that EL stands for Extra Life. And it benefits the Children's Miracle Network. See, what happens is Mike plays games and people watch. And then he gets money for it. He has a goal of $1,300. And it ain't even started yet. And he's already got $400 as of this recording. Now, you probably need to click that donate button. You need to give. You know, give till it hurts. You're helping kids. As far as I know, from what he tells me, 100% of what you give goes to help a sick kid in need. Now, what finer cause is that? Helping sick kids and fixing the Taco Bell sinkhole? Those are two shining examples of the best that humanity has to offer. BrianKilby.com/EL, help Mike out. I'd appreciate it. It'd warm my heart. I'm going to give. I ain't yet. I ain't got paid yet. I need to. But I'm going to. And I'm going to donate a lot. I'm going to help him beat his goal. He ain't just going to meet it. He's going to beat it. And you guys can help too. BrianKilby.com/EL. Well, I hope y'all have a happy day and I'll see y'all tomorrow. And let me know your thoughts about having this benefit concert / marathon thing. Now, Mike's live stream's on November 4th. And I ain't going to compete with that. But I might do it the week after. I might do it during the week. Just hit me up on the Twitters at bkilby or email brian.kilby@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Or here on the Facebooks at facebook.com/happydayandwheels. Hope y'all have a happy day. I'll see you tomorrow.